In the late 1960s, there was a war being waged. No, it wasn't a Southeast Asian country. It was the music industry, right here in the good old U.S. of A. The battle was between the mind-expanding psychedelic music and the oh-so-cute bubblegum genre. This war is being waged today on Huntley Community Radio between Jim and Nancy Eggers with their show, Psychedelic Bubblegum.
Welcome, foolish mortals.
Hello, all you ex-hippies out there. Blah. Welcome.
Is that your werewolf sound or vampire sound?
No, that's
or?
My Count Dracula.
Count Dracula. I'm sorry.
May I proceed?
Yes, you may.
Welcome to Halloween, 1960s style. Blah. I'm your co-host, Jim Bodis Eggers, along with my lovely wife, Nancy Natasha Eggers.
Yeah.
Boy, you thought Dracula was in a room, didn't you?
I did.
I thought you did.
The first song today will be spooktacular for all of you.
Blah.
This song was an instrumental song first, then created and produced with lyrics about a spooky little girl for the group Classics 4 in 1968. This vocal version of the song reached number 3 in the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Here's Spooky.
Spooky, there's a full moon out, too.
Oh, it is.
Ooh. Hey, did you realize that in 1965, on September 3rd, a UFO was spotted near Exeter, New Hampshire?
Really?
And this was documented by a local teenager, which, who believe him? But two police officers were there,
well,
too.
Then you got to believe him. Them. Not him.
The both of them.
The both of them.
The both of them. But there's a lot of strange things and spooky things that are going on in the world today. And also there's a lot of strange people. And most of them are the Mighty 101.5. But that takes me to my next song. It was a single released by the American rock band The Doors in September of 1967 for their second album, Strange Days. The single peaked at the number 12 position in the U.S. Hot 100 chart. Huh? Mm-hmm. How about that?
12. Whoa.
And I'm sure you know who they are talking about in the song. Here is People Are Strange.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange. All right, yeah.
Can't remember your name. What's your name again?
Boris. Boris.
Oh, Boris. You must be strange because I can't remember your name.
You know, even if it's not Halloween, I'm a little strange.
I know. Did you know that in 1965, due to a malfunction at a hydroelectric station in Ontario, Canada, it caused the largest blackout in the nation's history?
I did not know that.
It put the lights out in 80,000 square miles to include New York. 9 months later, many post-baby boomers were born as a result of the blackout. What else to do?
What a coinkydink.
I know.
Who would have seen that coming?
Who would have thunk?
Who know?
This portion of the show is being brought to you by...
Will you play with me? Let's play ghost. Let's draw pictures.
I'm Maddie Mattel.
I'm Sister Belle. My name is Casper. I'm a friendly ghost.
Darndest thing I've ever seen. Talking dolls.
But it's true. They're the three new soft and cuddly talking dolls by Mattel. And they really talk. There's Maddie, Sister Belle, and Casper the Friendly Ghost. Each one says 11 different phrases. And you never know what they'll say next. Just pull the magic ring and... And you'll love playing with Matty, Sister Belle, and Casper. They'll be waiting to talk to you wherever toys are sold. You can tell it's Mattel.
It's swell.
Imagine that, a doll that actually talked. How about that? How amazing is that, isn't it?
I always wanted Casper, the friendly ghost talking doll. My mom never got me one.
Oh, you don't have too many issues, do you?
No, I don't. I wanted to take tap dance lessons. She never let me take that.
Okay. Can I go on? No, please don't. You know, though, I would love to have a Casper doll, and when I pull the ring, this is what you would get.
He was a friendly ghost. He wouldn't sound like that.
Oh, well, that would be great, though.
I don't think
so. See little kids screaming. Ah,
no,
running.
I loved Casper. He was adorable.
For all you greasers and climbers out there who are just tuning in, you are listening to the Psychedelic Bubblegum Show here on Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, 101.5 FM on your transistor radio.
Hello again, Peabody here.
Where are we going this time, Mr. Peabody?
We'll adjust the Wayback Machine to the year
1965, and one of the greatest monster movies of all time came out. Oh, this was the best. You know, we were trying to think of what to do for Halloween. You know,
yeah, not be serious. This is not a serious show today.
No, this is...
Except for my hydroelectric plant.
Right, yeah, but even that turned out good, you know.
Exactly, but this is more fun for Halloween.
What's better for Halloween than a good scary movie? Well, one of the greatest ones. This one's a classic. Don't look for it on Netflix. It's probably not there. It had an all-star cast, which included Henry Hite, everybody knows him, Phil Morton, and June Travis.
Never heard of any of them.
Whoever they are. Listen to the movie trailer right now for the epic movie, Monster a Go Go.
Go, go to this theater to see the science fiction picture to end all science fiction pictures. Did he or didn't he? Is he a monster or isn't he? Only his space agency knows for sure, and they won't tell. When the capsule comes down without the astronaut, everyone is on the go, including who or what did come down. Monster a Go-Go. Here's the picture that grabs the screen and shakes it. The picture that makes you wonder if the Earth is coming to an end right in the theater in front of you. Never in your life have you seen such a combination of happy, sad, good, bad, rock'em, sock'em action. When you walk out, you wonder what you've seen, because never has there been a motion picture like this. Monster a Go-Go, with a genuine 10-foot-tall monster to give you the whim-whams. Monster a Go-Go, with astronauts and space capsules and pretty girls, and cosmic radiation and pretty girls, and screams and pretty girls. There's something for everyone in the picture they're all talking about, the picture with Go. Monster a Go-Go.
In case you didn't know, there's pretty girls in a movie.
I was going to say, and girls.
And pretty girls.
At the end of the film, the scientists corner the monster in a sewer under Chicago.
Of course they do.
And the monster suddenly disappears.
Oh.
And that's what happened way back when. The monster may or may not be dead, but what about the witch?
Which witch?
This witch, which brings me to my next song. The Fifth Estate, formerly known as the D-Men, not demon, D-Men.
Oh, but it still all ties with Halloween.
Exactly.
Oh.
Is an American rock band that was formed in 1963 in Stamford, Connecticut. They released three singles, two on Veep United Artists and one on the Cap Labels, which along with much of their later material have become collector's items and established them as a central part of the garage rock movement, which you would know because you started your garage band out. And
that's
it was a
right.
rock band also.
The Town Criers, we spelled it with a Y because we were cool.
Okay, shut up. We don't care. Well, they had a national hit in 1967, not the Town Criers, my band here. Just so you know, because he'll take credit for this.
we could have been big.
No, you couldn't. I heard it. With the Sunshine Pop version of this song that reached number 11 on the Hot 100. Here's Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. Thought she was dead.
I was going to say, she doesn't sound dead to me. But wait a minute now. You've resorted to playing songs that were done by people who were covering The Wizard of Oz.
Well, dear, it's Halloween. I had to find something with witches and spooky. And
this came out at number 11. Uh-huh. There's no justice in the world.
It's good music.
There's no justice in the world.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by the all-new Polaroid Roach Motel, the amazing new product that catches all the roaches in your home and gives you glossy wallet-sized photos of them in just 60 seconds.
Ooh, I'd like that.
Yuck.
That would be cool. they're laying on their back with their little legs in the air.
Oh. Well, it is Halloween, so you can gross me out. Go ahead.
I really should buy that Roach Motel.
Why?
Because I could use it for my next song.
Oh, perfect setup.
I'm good. This song is written by The Who's bass guitarist. Who? Shut up.
No, really, who?
Who's? The Who's bass guitarist.
Oh, the name is The Who's.
Who?
It's Who's.
John Entwistle wrote it.
Sounds good to me. It's your song, not mine. I don't know who sings these.
It appears as the second track in their 1966 album. It was written after Entwistle had been out drinking with the Rolling Stones bass guitarist, Bill Wyman, and they saw this little thing on the wall, and he wrote it in 6 minutes. How about that?
Oh,
huh?
This is going to be a top 150 on the chart.
Well, the song was popular, but it was not released as a single in the U.S. and the U.K. So it wasn't released as a single. So it's on an album somewhere. Trust me, I got it.
Because it wasn't good.
No, it's a great song.
Yeah, well, let's see in 6 minutes' time.
Don't be afraid. Look out for Boris the Spider.
Oh.
Crawling up my wall, black and teddy, very small. Now he's up above my head, hanging by a little thread. Dropped onto the floor, heading for the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he come now? I can't see.
In 1963, the new Casper cartoon show appeared on ABC's Saturday morning schedule. It was based on the Harvey Comics cartoon character, Casper the Friendly Ghost. It was my personal favorite cartoon at that time, but my parents never bought me that talking ghost
doll.
Will
you please get over that?
Bummer. Mm-hmm.
Our last song is one that Nance and I both agree on. It hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 on October 20th to the 27th of 1962, just before Halloween.
It's perfect.
That's right. The song was by Bobby Boris Pickett, and here's the Monster Mash. Blah.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging
just being home. The Coffin Bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It got on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the Monster Mash. Out from his coffin, Jack's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the Monster Mash. Now everything's cool, Jack's a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Body sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
It's been a gas. Keep off the grass.
We'll be back soon with another groovy tune.
You say.